The movie is awesome, and I'm so happy that for the first time this year, a sci-fi film doesn't treat the audience like we're stupid.
Thank you very much. That is the goal.
Yeah. How much research did you do into this
Sure.
type of sci-fi?
Yeah, into the technology. A lot, actually. I mean, I come from a digital business background, so I've spent a lot of time, almost 20 years, professionally thinking about how people use computers and how those interactions are a reflection of how we want to be, who we think we are, right? Because we end up making things based on our desires, our hopes, right? So this technology is, like many of the devices that we use on a day-to-day basis, intended to protect a certain way of being, right? To help us be one way or another. And I think the question it poses is, well, is that way of being a way that's scared of painful memories? Is that a good thing, or could there be a danger to that?
How did you help the actors get into this feeling of kind of nostalgia and
Sure.
euphoria?
Yeah. Well, she does a really good job. So when she's, especially when she's in front of the mirror in one of the scenes early on in the movie, she really, she's thirsty, as they say. I think we all, and certainly, actors are better at conveying this, but we all have at one time or another, fallen into that trap of wanting to be in another time and place. Usually we can't get it, but almost always we can't, the premise of this technology is that you can. For me, that was not so much the challenge. The challenge with the actors was making sure that they knew, since, we shoot out of sequence with the script, where in their evolution as, people who are undergoing a crisis, right? This sort of horrible doubt and anxiety. Where are they in that evolution? There's lots of questions of who did this horrible thing, and so to make sure that when we were shooting, they knew how much do I know about this horrible thing? That was my biggest challenge.
So there's that very amazing twist at the end. How did you come to that conclusion? How did you reach that
Yeah.
point?
So the good news is that I actually knew that's how. I mean, that was the thing that I knew at the very beginning was, this someone has done this thing, and it's changed them. So the hard thing was making sure that, that the audience was always wanting to know. The hard thing about suspense in general, as opposed to surprises, which is something that, another filmmaker pointed out a long time ago, is you can have surprises and they're thrilling. You can have things blow up and people will be like, oh my God, that was a very big surprise. But that's not the same thing as constantly dreading, is it going to blow up or not? So the fear of something blowing up is much, perhaps, more powerful than seeing something blow up and wanting to get away from it. And so that revelation at the end is like the bomb in the movie, and we wanted to make sure people knew that that bomb was there and that it was going to go off, and that they were afraid of it going off more than being surprised by it going off.
The oobly is very stylistic, and
Thank you.
it's also something like I guess a lot of people would desire. Would you want to use it?
I would once, yeah. I would love to see it once, especially because I spent a lot of time trying to make it, look a certain way and behave a certain way. Even though it's a fictional device, I still spend a lot of time thinking about how it would work. We were trying to make something that looked like an accessory. We were trying to make something that looked like fashion, which I think is what's going to happen as computers become more personal. The phone is an interesting device. We still call them phones, even though they're really just computers that can make phone calls. But I don't think we're going to stop there. I think eventually we'll end up using computers as jewelry. And I think this oobly device, which is like a piece of jewelry, is an example of what is to come.